Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The other thing I want to share with you guys, and this just came up yesterday, we talked about Fourth Amendment rights, unreasonable search and seizure. And we've been talking about drones. Have you seen any drones lately, Pat? Have you seen any drones?
Not that I'm aware of.
Chris, have you seen any drones?
Can't say that I have.
Can't say that.
Of course, you're not supposed to see them, right? That's the whole idea.
Right.
Well, you know, we shared last, I don't know, I can believe it was last week or so, 2 weeks ago, that drones were outside of a New York airport. I mean, in an airport, no less. Well, we just talked about the importance of Fourth Amendment rights and how they protect us from unreasonable search and seizure and basically afford us the right to privacy. Well, you will know that just yesterday, Google actually conceded that they were doing drive-by prying of people's privacy. Remember, you know, those wonderful Google Maps that you have on your phone?
Uh-huh.
It gives you such clear pictures of neighborhoods.
A street view. Mm-hmm.
Well, Google had cars out there. They had cars all over the country and world. I don't know how they pulled that off. Mm-hmm. And they were taking pictures, but they were also not just taking pictures, but they were gathering, guys, private information off of people's open Wi-Fi networks. When you don't secure your Wi-Fi, anyone can just have access to your computer at home and just pull all your information right down from there.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this interview from the New York Times and them talking about this, because this was kind of a big deal. It's a huge deal, and just listen up.
Google pays $7 million as it admits to privacy violations and promises to change its ways. I'm Marcus Mabry for the New York Times. Google admits that it violated privacy rights when it casually scooped up emails, passwords, medical and personal information, and lots more during its Street View mapping project. Scott Cleland is a consumer watchdog, and we should say is a consultant for Google's competitors. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Scott, you're there in Washington. This is 38 state attorney generals who brought suit against Google, and Google will pay $7 million and implement some changes. Tell us about those changes.
Well, the big one is that they need to do a TV and newspaper campaign that explains to people that their Wi-Fi routers at their home may be unencrypted. And if they're unencrypted, they can enable somebody like Google or someone else to record their private information. The problem is most Americans don't know that they need to encrypt that, and Google drove all around the United States and recorded and vacuumed up all that information.
Scott, Nikki Fenwick, a Google spokeswoman, told the New York Times, and I quote, "We work hard to get privacy right at Google, but in this case we didn't, which is why we quickly tightened up our systems to address the issue." Now, some of these prescriptions, actually, to address this issue may be surprising. For instance, Google has to provide refresher training in privacy for its lawyers. Now, that seems strange for a huge technology company to have to do that. And I should also add, $7 million is, you know, nothing for Google. They net about $32 million in a day.
It is. It's a minuscule fine, but the important thing here is that basically what Google had to do was they had to settle with the states. In the United States, we have a problem. There's basically no good federal privacy legislation at all related to the internet in the internet age. The state laws do apply. And that's what's significant here is now the Google is basically saying we do have law enforcement that we need to pay attention to because they pretty much ignore the Federal Trade Commission. So that's the big takeaway here.
Why were the state attorney generals able to do what the federal government and Germany, actually, who also tried to bring a case and dropped it last fall against Google? Why did the state succeed where these governments failed?
Well, first of all, the state laws are tougher and tighter, but the Federal Trade Commission has kind of unilaterally undermined itself because it decided a while back that privacy wasn't an anti-competitive issue. And so, you know, it undermined and kind of cut its one of its main authorities in order to address privacy.
What does the settlement mean for future product development from Google, like Google Glasses, for instance, or Google Glass?
Well, It's very significant. It's good that you asked that. Is, you know, Google's been on a creepy escalation. Remember, they read Gmails to target personal ads. Then they went around and took people's pictures of people's houses, and a lot of people didn't like it. And then they recorded these Wi-Fi signals. And with Google Glass, basically what they can do is the equivalent of shoving a microphone in everybody's face. And you know, and recording all these conversations, you know, being able to stalk video and record people, and they can't say no. So I think that Google Glass is going to be a big problem. Essentially, you're going to have thousands or millions of Glassarazzi out there going in and recording people. And I think the states, and they've signaled under this Wi-Fi agreement, states are going to have a big problem with it, because if they think there's a problem with the random collection of a few seconds of Wi-Fi private data, recording private conversations, or at least the conversations that people think are private, like essentially, you know, having a private conversation with your spouse or a friend at a store.
They concede that they were, look at the language here, casually scooped up passwords, email, and other personal information from unsuspecting computers. How do you casually scoop up?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's called stealing. Stealing is a nice word for taking something that doesn't belong to you. Mm-hmm. They casually scooped up. It took 38 attorney generals to file this suit. When you think about it, and a settlement of $7 million, they make $32 million a day. You know what that is in 30 days in 1 month? It's $960 million.
Wow.
$960 million,
almost,
and they get
$1 billion.
A month. That's how much money they earn. And this is just ridiculous when you think about your right to privacy. Not only are there cameras everywhere, but now this is what they admitted to now. This is what they finally admitted to, and it took a court case. Mm-hmm. But then you talk about these Google Glasses, and we've talked about this technology. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's great. You know, this guy, Scott Cleland, says that Google puts innovation ahead of everything and resists asking permission. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, all this technology is great. It's great until you're the one that's being recorded, you know. And all the time people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. That's besides the point. You know, we're not talking about doing anything wrong. We're just talking about you having a private conversation. Mm-hmm. And who wants to have their private conversation recorded and uploaded to Google? It's on Google servers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's on Google servers. There's one, and remember that these Google Glasses haven't quite come out yet. They're $1,500, and they're still looking for beta testers. They're about to come out soon. But already one restaurant has already banned people from coming into the restaurant with Google Glasses.
A restaurant?
Already. Wow. The restaurant bar type thing, they already said, you know, we don't, if you come in here with them, we're not going to serve you. You're not allowed to come in here with those on, which I would imagine you're going to see a whole lot of that happening. But even last summer, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, fined Google $22.5 million for, again, bypassing privacy settings on the Safari browser. And they had to admit that they were using deceptive tactics when it started its Buzz network. And it's just amazing. And so now they're going to have to put out all this information and make videos on YouTube warning people of essentially what they did to gather your private information. You know, here's the connecting of the dots. You hear us talking about the Constitution. You hear us talking about why, you know, our amendment, our Bill of Rights are so important, and why we need to cherish these amendments. Well, here's the connection to the dots. Why? Because people are stealing your personal information. Hmm. No one should have the right to do that. No technology company. There's no good. And that's the whole thing. People sacrifice their personal rights often, supposedly for the good of the people, for the good of the technology. Mm-hmm. There's no good that where you should sacrifice your personal privacy like that, and put yourself in jeopardy and your family's life in jeopardy.
Right.
They search Gmail email, which is a free email.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth buying your own email. I don't know, but your own Gmail email, they actually search it so that they can tailor that advertisement towards you. And to know that all those Gmail accounts that are open all across the country and the world is just absolutely amazing. We talked about emails before based on the Electronic Communications Act. And this was an old act back in the 1980s that basically it was an act that basically says that emails that are older than 6 months are considered abandoned.
Right.
It's going on right now, over 180 days. And all that is required to obtain content of those emails is for a law enforcement agency to provide a written statement certifying that the information is relevant to investigation. That is by far different than actually requesting a search warrant. I mean, it's literally nothing. And so all those emails that people think that are stored and it's their own private password, mm-hmm. they're considered abandoned. You're only 6 months, the last 6 months, are actually protected.
Wow.
So I believe that as we continue to be informed, as we continue to talk about this, as we continue to discover our Constitution again, rediscover our Constitution, that the American people are going to wake up and they're going to make sure that they have representative government that says, listen, we want laws that reflect our rights. We want laws that reflect our privacy. We don't want people videoing us. We don't want people pilfering and companies through our emails. And that includes the government. That includes the government. You know, the Constitution is not to protect the government. Mm-hmm. It's to protect us, the citizen. You know what I'm saying? It's not to give the government more rights. It's for us. It's for us to have rights and have them protected. And so we want to encourage you, get updated. Get yourself a pocket Constitution. You can order them anywhere now. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I just saw not too long ago someone on national television, a correspondent, pull out their Constitution. And, I mean, everyone's pulling out a Constitution these days. Mm-hmm. And who would have thought that we would have to go into and
rediscover remind people. Yeah.
And remind people and get educated ourselves on what are our rights. But you're seeing just a ton of infringement and violation. And it's something that we should, you know, absolutely wake up to. We're glad for this lawsuit that they conceded this. But let's see what else is going to happen. You know, right now, not even with that, but just recently in the news too, I don't know if you know this, but the first lady has been hacked, their information, and a bunch of other celebrities. I mean, a bunch of other celebrities have been hacked, and other politicians. And right now, the Secret Service is involved in finding out what in the world happened. But if the first lady can be hacked, and you know, allegedly it's you know, financial records, all of that type of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And actually, President Obama is meeting with CEOs to push some more cybersecurity legislation. And that's going to be interesting to see what really comes out of all of that. But in the midst of all of this, you don't forget that you can see the whole internet absolutely change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see everything absolutely change. We're looking to share more about this, but it is happening. Everything is open. The internet is the wild, wild west. And you want to be careful. You want to be careful. Change your passwords. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.